Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Unique's Manifest Monday Show. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and every Monday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, I'll bring you a new episode to help you become a manifest master. Today I'm here with Reverend Jillian Harris. She joins me on the second Monday of every month to talk about the power of manifesting. Before we get into today's show, I'd like to tell you a little bit about her. Jillian teaches how to use colors, aroma, stones, crystals, as well as strategic thought and authentic emotion to work as tools toward manifestation of goals. She is an author, intention coach, metaphysical consultant, and a conscious creation specialist. We have so much to talk about in a short time, so without delay, let me welcome today's co-host, my friend and spiritual sister, Reverend Jillian Harris. Jillian, what shall we talk about today?
Getting it done. How are you?
Getting it done. I like that. I'm good. I'm so excited to launch this show with you.
Yeah, me too.
It's one thing to launch a podcast, but it's something else to launch a manifest podcast with another manifester.
Absolutely. I mean, what a great opportunity for me. And I'm just, you know what, it's 2021. I must admit that I am as ecstatic about this new year as I was at this time about 2020. I admit that.
Yeah.
Because I get excited for any newness, you know, anything. And but I'm not going to let the fact that I am just as excited worry me because of what happened last year. Because that's not
what happened
it.
Last year was supposed to happen last year.
That's absolutely right.
We as a collective requested that.
Yeah.
We manifested that.
There's some folks listening that don't understand what you mean by that.
Yeah, I will explain that and I will make it easy. All they have to do is go to beunique.org and read our last issue. One of our writers wrote an amazing article, like, you know, I think she called it "What If This Is What We Asked For?"
Right.
And
oh my God.
Because people have been saying, I wish I had more time with my children.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather work from home than commute every day.
Right.
Why can't I get groceries delivered? How easy would it be if I could just call the doctor and video him and not have to actually
get out
of the bed to go see him?
Right.
And all of these things that, you know, I want to homeschool my children, but I don't know how.
Right. Oh, my
and,
God.
And people have been saying for years what they wanted, and the universe responds quickly.
Right. And so it reminds me that we are not always specific when we talk about what we want.
Exactly. And
we
that's one
to
of the
say, nobody needs to die.
Right. if we don't say it specifically, it's, you know, the universe gives it to us the way it understands. And one thing the universe does not understand is the word no. There are no negatives. It's all based on unconditional love. And if we say, I don't want to be fat anymore, guess what the universe hears? I want to be fat.
Right. It skipped a word.
Yeah. So, you know, when we're not very specific, and another show I've actually got planned to tell a manifestation story about my mother, how she got exactly what she wanted, and it basically taught me how to manifest.
Wow, how old were you when you witnessed it?
I was in my early 30s, maybe, 20s, 30s.
Okay. And that was a turning point for you because you got to see that?
Yes.
Awesome.
And I didn't know it was a turning point until years later, and I look back on it.
Right.
And I mean,
awesome.
I could tell that story right now, but I want our listeners to get to know you today.
Well, that's awesome, but I just need to just interject and say the reason I keep saying awesome, I think I just said it, if we roll the tape back or whatever, we'll probably hear me say that like 5 times right now, just right now. I'm like, awesome.
Nothing wrong with awesome.
And the reason it's so awesome is because you got that opportunity. A lot of people don't have an example of manifesting, you know, at will manifestation. I mean, that's what you're talking about, right? I don't
yes.
want to steal the story you're going to, yeah. So you got
and,
to see
well,
that.
My mother would have said she manifested anything. My mother would have said, I prayed and God gave.
Yeah. Okay, got it.
But it's the
I
same
see.
Thing.
It is. It's exactly the same thing.
I mean, anybody who has a faith-based life probably understands and has read, knock and the door will open. Seek and you shall find. Ask
right.
and it will be given.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's the law of attraction. That's the secret behind manifesting.
But.
It's always a but.
Just a speck, yeah, just a speck deeper because as you read those pieces of scripture, in order for it to actually work and activate, there has to be belief in what you just read.
Absolutely. You have to.
Yeah.
You either have to have faith in God that he will provide for you. You have to believe not only in the universe, but you have to believe in yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And that feeling, that's where you get the feeling that actually pushes out that energy that is like the turbo boost to creating the thing.
I'm so glad you said that about the push. Because that's
yeah.
one of the things that I believe about manifesting. You must, first of all, state your intention. You need to know what it is you want.
Right.
You can't just say, I wish my life was better. I want a better life. Well, what
right.
the heck does that mean?
Right.
You know, I want a romantic partner that's like my friends. I want a better romantic partner or whatever. You have to be very, very specific or you're going to get a lot of, whoops, that's not exactly what I asked for in your life.
Yes.
And I believe that you must speak it into existence as if it already happened.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make sure that you're using positive language, not just when you're manifesting and, you know, when you sit down and say, oh, I'm going to manifest right now. And you have to constantly keep that positive language in your life. And
you want it to happen, yes.
Right. But
yeah.
when you said the turbo push, I do
yeah.
something physically every time that I'm thinking, okay, I want, in fact, this show. I wanted to do this show for quite a while.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't really sure how and when, where. And then all of a sudden, you know, I kept saying, I want to expand my manifest lessons. Because I've been doing this with other people from Be Unique for a while.
Okay.
And I have a manifest journal that I've been writing in for the last year.
Uh-huh.
And I could go through there and tick off everything that's come through.
Nice.
And the ones that didn't were where I wasn't
right.
specific. And I'm learning every day as I go. Every time I do, yesterday I was working with Jennifer, some of my co-founders, and we were manifesting something we wanted, but it took me 3 iterations to get the wording right.
Right.
So once I got the wording exactly the way I felt it needed to go out into the universe,
mm-hmm.
then that was when I kind of sealed it with my kiss of, and so it is. And then I do what we call the floopy flop. I shook my shoulders, did a little shimmy and bounced my head around like a bobblehead. And
okay.
I took my hands and I literally pushed my intention physically out. Like you've seen mimes in the box, like they're trying to shove against a wall that's not there.
Yes,
that's what I
right.
do.
Oh.
And because I believe that stating your intention is good, but
right.
you've got to be willing to work for it. You can get exactly what you want, like we did in 2020,
mm-hmm.
by complaining or asking for something else, and it will eventually come to you, but it's not going to look exactly like you want it. But you can help shape how what you manifest looks like by doing a little background work, whether it's going to school to take a class or making a phone call or being suddenly introduced to Jillian Harris and going, oh, wait a minute, this woman is right up my alley.
How funny, all I did was send you a mask or something.
Well, actually, your PR agent sent
right.
me a request to review your book.
Oh, which, what's the book? It wasn't the mask products?
Well, that you just sent me that as a thanks for looking at my book, and let's see where we go from here, I think.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a yes.
That was a
yes,
gift from you that I didn't expect at all. And everybody who's listening.
I tell you what, I'm going to talk to that publicist. She did it backwards. The book was, but I was really pushing the stones and crystals on the masks. Totally okay. Look at what stood out, and here we are, and it's supposed to have been that way. Yeah.
I'm going to stop for half a second and give our phone number out if anybody's listening live and they
awesome.
Want to call in. I'd like to make sure they can. And
okay.
I'll repeat the number throughout the show just in case somebody doesn't have a pencil. But go get your pencils, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
The number is 516-418-5651. I'm still going through your book. It's very intense, but I love how the universe works because things just pop into your life. And with the law of attraction or manifesting, if you say, I want a new red car, the next thing you know, you're going to be seeing little red cars on the road all day long.
It's amazing how that happens. There's a little piece of our brain that makes that happen, yeah.
And after getting your book, I've started getting messages from people, from my spirit guides, from all sorts of and things I read, things I watch on television, about past lives or about reincarnation.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay.
Interesting. Well, that's cool. So, yeah, that's a cool book. Now I'm jumping all over the place, but it's a little different subject. I promise that I want to talk about that, but you had me going with the motivational stuff. and I wanted to say to you that I like to take the tools of motivation and apply them to pertinent stuff that we're going through. Today is Monday, and it's a pretty busy Monday. I know that there are a lot of minds that are, you know, I don't really want to date this too much, but in a way it's going to be not going to be able to help it. But so there's stress, like countrywide stress.
Yes.
And emotion and whatnot. And so I like to teach people how to, like, take a tool, because any of the tools that I'm sure you have to offer and that I have to offer are things that can be used for anything. But so be able to take one of those tools that they've learned from us then and apply it right now to feel better.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I know that one of the tools you like to use, because you sent me that amazing mask that has a little hook, basically, a little clip that you can hook crystals on.
Right.
And you were very mindful. You went to Be Unique's webpage and read up about what I do and who I am. You didn't talk to me yet. We never exchanged the first phone call. But you pegged me. You know, you sent me these amazing crystals, and I love them. I touch them constantly, and I think about you, and I think about what I want, and I set my intentions. And because of that, I'm saying that to say this. One of the tools that people can use, especially right now, if they're stressed, and there's so many, but a crystal or a gemstone that feels good, that resonates with you. Sometimes Well, I can remember years ago, people used to carry what they called a worry stone in their pocket.
A what kind of stone?
Worry.
Oh.
And I've actually bought them for some worry warts that I know in my life.
Yeah.
But the ones that I bought were not made out of stone. They were made out of wood. They'd been specially shaped and carved. There was a little indentation. It was just about the size of a, it was bigger than a silver dollar. It was about a quarter inch thick, but it was it just fit in your hand perfectly. But if you had it in your pocket, nobody could see you fretting with it. Kind of like a precursor to the fidget spinner.
Okay, yes. But you would put your emotion into the stone rather than worrying.
Right. And it was soothing to the touch. And the ones I found some in a little artisan center in South Carolina, and they had different, they called them worry, I think they called them worry stones, but they were made of wood, and each one had a different kind of wood. So you pick the one that you resonated with, because you know, everything carries energy.
Yes.
And thoughts become things. And so we take our thoughts and we try to erase the bad ones and replace them with good ones. But the purpose behind this was to just give your fingers something to do besides chewing your nails or scratching your skin or thumping. You know, people drum their fingers on the tabletop. And those things are either unhealthy or they're distracting to other people.
What, this right here?
Yes. Is that what you do a lot of?
Oh, I love to make sure everyone knows I've got the most beautiful acrylic nails ever.
And you do. I've seen pictures and pictures and pictures, and I'm like, girlfriend. See, one of my neighbors, it's interesting. She's on a different frequency than her husband, and so she's dealing with his fear right now. They're older, but he does not want her going into a nail salon ever again because he thinks that's where COVID lives. And
oh wow, because hands are there.
The funny thing is, the salon she uses, she's the only person in there at the time, other than the stylist. She is disinfected as she walks in. She's disinfected before she leaves. They both wear a mask.
Yeah, and temperature's probably taken and everything.
Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
her nails are very important to her persona.
Yeah.
So now she's doing her own nails. He has problem. He has no problem with her going into, say, Sally's beauty shop at or whatever, and
where
buying.
Where they're not washing people's hands and where they're not taking temperatures and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't. It's interesting how people look at this.
Yeah, yeah, and we have to let them do whatever, as so long as they're doing something to be conscious about it, you know.
Yeah.
I say, but let me see. Where were we? I lost you.
We were using tools.
Oh, yeah, and then nails. And then, right, yes, and you were saying that's not a healthy thing.
No, I'm not saying that's not healthy. Biting your nails is not healthy.
True, and biting acrylic is really not healthy.
Tapping your nails is annoying to some people.
Yes. Gotcha. Yeah, I only do it as part of my language. And it doesn't go on endlessly. It's like a word. It means something.
Right.
You know, I'm talking to you when I do that.
That's better than, you know, whistling or snapping your fingers and say, hey, hey, hey.
Yes, absolutely. And I apologize because I think I lost the point that was happening right before that. But we were talking about tools and there was something. Oh, go ahead.
We were talking about Monday.
Monday.
Today is Monday. And the emotional and political climate of the world.
Yes.
And using tools. And then I jumped into crystals.
And then, you jumped into your stones and the worry stones, and what got me, my takeaway on that, the worry stones and the mane of the wood and stuff like that, it's the intention that we put into that nugget from the earth that makes it do what it does. Intention,
exactly.
There we go again. You know what I mean? So if we decide this is our worry stone, that's what it is. And
but we could also call it our love stone or our peace stone.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a whole other subject of how do we come up with, how did they, who came up with the different, not only the names, but the energy properties that are in part of the definition for each of the stones and crystals, you know, like amethyst is a protector and selenite is a purifier. And, you know, who came up with these things and how is that? How did we decide that the first chakra is red and the second chakra is orange go ahead.
Do you have an answer for that?
Oh, I don't. Go ahead.
I don't have a concrete answer, and my husband laughs at me. He tries not to do it outwardly, but I know he chuckles inside because I don't have any scientific proof for most of the stuff that comes out of my mouth.
Right.
But I know things.
Yeah.
And I am a deep, big reader, and I've been reading forever. And I do recall reading at some point, not about the chakra colors and how we decided. But if you notice, the chakra colors are the same colors of the rainbow.
Okay.
And
I have
no idea how they...
Now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same. They're the same colors of the rainbow.
Okay.
And if I'm not mistaken, and I could be because I have not looked into this in a long, long time.
Right.
I believe... Well, I know that the rainbow colors are always in the same order.
Ooh,
and I believe the violet, which is like one of the highest vibrating colors, is at the top.
Oh, interesting.
And then your red or pink, it looks like, is going to be down at the bottom. And
okay,
so I think somebody somewhere... the colors of the rainbow match the colors of the chakras, and you know, purple or violet is high, so it's got to be our crown chakra. And red is kind of base, so it needs to be our root chakra.
Huh. Yeah.
I'm guesstimating on this one right now.
It's very interesting, and I'm sitting here and I'm looking at exactly what you're saying, Yeah, wow. Look at that. And there's that indigo, and there's the red, and the orange.
Mm-hmm.
OMG. Okay. So you know what? It's nice and logical. I like it, you know, and kind of taking nature as the originator of the order of the colors. I'm down with that. That works for me.
And
what I was going to say was that we have just basically taken the whole thing and the system of definitions in terms of what does what and how it works from this.
Yeah.
So maybe it starts from the rainbow. But then I don't know how folks figured the rest of this out, except for divine intelligence, divine wisdom, and that connection to spirit.
You know,
being able to trust those who are evolved there, able to trust the communication that they got in that way. And then all I can say from my experience with all of this is that it all works for me. And so if I bump into a stone and I don't know what it is, I haven't identified it yet. It's the strangest stone. I've not seen this one yet, but it's awfully pretty and kind of pretty weird looking, but it's blue. And if it's blue, I'm going to, you know, make a decision on what it does based on that. I'm going to start there. And then I'm going to get the rest of my intuitive stuff. And I love to go to rock and crystal stores. And, you know, this part is the mystery is kind of done for me because I know so many now. But my favorite thing for so many years would be just to go and get what I was attracted to, what called me. you know, and then later when I got home, open up my Brock and Crystal books and figure out what they mean. And then my mind would be blown as I was attracted to exactly, precisely what I needed more than anything else.
Interesting.
That to me is amazing. And then the other thing is, you know, folks, what I want to share, and if people come here every Monday, then they get to really eventually get this ingrained, is how this stuff works.
Yeah.
So that it's not so much a mystery. You have these tools, and, you know, folks go and buy or acquire or are gifted particular stones and crystals, and they get the significance. They're like, oh, wow, this one's for prosperity. Cool.
Yes.
And then they put it somewhere and they forget about it. They've got a prosperity stone somewhere around the house somewhere. Where is that thing? You know.
Uh-huh.
Damn it, I'm broke today. That guess the stone's not working. Huh. Yeah, so, you know, what else is going on? And so that's why we have Motivation Mondays. Is that the name of our show? Did I say it right?
Manifest Mondays.
Manifest.
But you know what? It can be manifest and motivation. Who cares? It's
motivation,
all good.
Manifest, exactly. Awesome. I'm glad we had that moment.
What I'm calling this particular show is Manifest Mondays, Intention Meets Manifestation with Jillian Harris.
Ah, got it. I like it. It has a really nice ring to it.
Well, thank you. But, you
awesome.
Know, you mentioned somebody being broke and they can't find their prosperity stone.
Yeah.
That makes you wonder, okay, why did you hide it from yourself? Why did you let it get cluttered up and covered? What else is going on in your mind? And what are you saying? You know, and I would say, I would imagine, or I don't know what the word is I'm looking for. I will propose that someone who is broke hasn't been grateful for the amazing gifts that they have that have nothing to do with money. Because the minute that you start expressing gratitude for the little things in your life, like I've got socks that don't have holes in them, or I have socks, period. I have my own shoes that I bought. I didn't have to get them gifted to me, and they fit me. I have a roof over my head. Yeah, maybe it's not the roof I want, but I have a roof. Okay, so I'm driving my grandma's old hoopty around, and I really want a brand new car. And instead of getting in that car and going, rang-a, 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 I wish I had a sports car. Mm-hmm. Say thank you, Grandma, for gifting me this car. Thank
okay.
you, Universe, for giving me something reliable to drive.
Yeah, I agree that we do have to be there. We do have to get there, but then we also need to do other stuff, or the universe is like, you're welcome, and
yes.
I'm glad you like it, and that's
yes.
all you get, because you haven't done anything else. So it reminds me, I had the most amazing opportunity not only to go on a date with Gregory Hines once, but... I know, right? I'm showing off and kind of dating myself, but whatever.
Go ahead,
anyway,
name dropper.
Yeah, right. He was on my radio show. I was on the air for a while, and one of the things that he told me that was so amazing was that while he, you know, was getting into his career for dancing and acting and singing and everything, he was a triple threat, right?
Mm-hmm.
While that was brewing and whatnot, especially the dancing part, his favorite job was making pizza. He had this pizza gig, and he loved everybody there, and he could make the hell out of some pizza. And,
wow.
And it was fun and enjoyable, and that's how he spent his time in between auditions. So he never felt, hated the job and hated what he was doing and only wished that he was just dancing and performing. No, he was having fun, and then he would go, you know, do his gift. And then he would go back and have fun again, making and eating pizza. And then he would go do his gift, you know what I mean? So he just stayed in an upper, a higher vibration.
Yes.
So I think that that is part of it. You know, it's being grateful for my grandmother's, you know, hoopty, but at the same time acknowledging, you know, that you love Lamborghinis and you are deserving of one.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Like that.
And continually working toward, just like Gregory Hines, yes,
yeah.
he sold pizzas, he enjoyed it, and that
mm-hmm.
was his fun, his joy.
Yeah.
But
and it was also
he probably never missed an audition. He was constantly
right.
practicing. And I'll guarantee you that while he's out there slinging, you know, cheese on top of his crust, he's probably doing a tap dance, practicing.
Yeah. Right.
There's
exactly.
a lot of practice that comes through getting the life you want.
Yeah.
You cannot say, hey, I want an A-lister lifestyle, but I don't want to pay for it.
Right.
And you can't get an A-lister lifestyle out in the country in a small town. It's not going to happen. You can have a big house, but you're not going to have
I don't want to say not on that. I don't want to say not on that because, you know, I don't know.
True.
Like, the universe is limitless. Like, what can happen?
That's
what miracles
true. Thank
are.
You for correcting me on that.
Yeah.
See, I'm telling you, I keep learning. Every day I'm learning more.
Yeah, that's the beautiful part, though, that we don't have to feel like, wow, I'll never make it because I live here or because I'm there, you know. And that's the most awesome part about the law of attraction is it has nothing to do with what your environment is. It has nothing to do, like, your prosperity has nothing to do with what America is going through economically at the moment. It really
right.
doesn't. Not unless you believe it does. So yeah, we're not limit. We are limitless, is what we are, and that's where the magnificent power comes from. That, you know, we are, and it's about being able to unleash it. And these stones and crystals and stuff are really just to enhance that which we are, and to influence through their energy behavior. They influence us to bring out these things that are already, you know, intrinsically part of who we are. And what we are.
And what we are
mm-hmm.
is creation.
Yeah.
We are creation and we are creators.
Yeah, naturally.
Yeah, it's just part of our DNA. We were made to have everything we wanted.
Right. We're made to be able to create at will.
Because we're all star seeds or God seeds, you know?
Yeah.
If you plant a tomato seed, you're going to get a tomato bush.
Right.
And even, you know, I keep going back to the Christian philosophy because I don't know any other very well. But
right.
I dare say that even Islamic and Muslim, well, they're the same. They're not the same. Muslim and Jewish beliefs and Hindu and whatnot, they have some similarities to Christianity as far as being children of God, you know,
right.
being a part of the Almighty, whoever and whatever you call your creator, your source,
mm-hmm.
the universe. I just call him Gus because that covers it all. God, universe, spirit, source. And you know, it doesn't matter what you call your power. We all have it.
Right.
It's in us, and all you have to do is tap into it.
Right. So I picked a stone for today.
What did you pick?
I picked a stone that I thought would be relative, pertinent, needed right now, especially because, like, you know, where you are, it's a little later than what it is right here where I am. I'm,
yep.
you know, I'm very anxious to turn on the news and see if, you know, what happened.
See if
what
we're still
happened
here.
Next. Yeah, exactly, you know. And I'm not even a news watcher, but I'm just like, oh, my good Lord, right now, what happened next, you know. Lapidolite, And that's L as in Lucy, E, P as in Peter, I, D as in David, O, L, I, T as in Tom, E. Lepidolite. Lepidolite is, well, not only does it gobble up and just, you know, vacuum negativity, but it has an insistence. It insists on being used for the highest good, which I find is kind of a cool thing about a stone. Like, it just won't work for negative. It will only, it swings into action when you need it most, and it's like it's stronger. It has a, it's like it's got a consciousness so that it knows that it insists. I love the way that that I read that somewhere. It insists, and I've always used that when I describe the stone. It insists on being used for the highest good. So that's in speaking, and that's from our hearts, and it's also in touch with our third eye chakra, that, you know, where we are collecting spiritual intellect and being able to see from that metaphysical place in that stream of consciousness, but then also to gather wisdom and being able to speak from that place that starts in our throat chakra, and then to be able to come from a place of compassion, which is going to be the heart chakra. And so this stone, which you'll find is pretty consistent. There are a lot of stones that will really waver in their colors, but lepidolite, I don't know it to be a stone that is dyed. There are a lot of agates that are dyed, and you might see them as purple and all kinds of crazy colors, but not lepidolite. So it tends to be kind of a white, like a milky color mixed with a light violet. So it has those two kind of mixed together. And depending on which part of the stone is used for the bead or the chunk that you got, you'll see these, only these colors, though. So this stone, I figure, for today is good because it's so soothing and reducing the stress. And there's stress. And if there's any depression, and we've been going through, like, such intenseness, and I'm thinking politically, okay, that's what, yes, where my brain is, why I wanted to go watch the news. It's just been a little bit extra lately. So
I like that word.
Yeah, and there are a lot of folks who are, you know, they're going, oh, my God, I thought we were done with 2020. Oh, my God, it's just like 6 days into 2021, and look at this. But we can't do that, you know what I mean? We're still in the healing mode, and it's just like an alley, you know, it doesn't, like, automatically go away. Like, you know, in some sci-fi movies, it's not quite that fast. It has to go through a healing process. And so it, as you go through the healing process, you want to keep it clean, right? So
yes,
this is one of those stones that's dissipating negativity. So you have that opportunity to get in that positive realm. And the thing that we need to get collectively is, you know, collective, oh, my gosh, when we talk about the collective consciousness, that's like a vote, you know what I mean? But collectively to get our power. And, you know, this, because this, what's happening right now is not, it's not, it's not about Republican, Democrat. It's not about that. This is really about a oneness, about everyone needing to, you know, elevate. And I don't mean get high. That word is being used as getting high now. Did you know that? I mean to, you know, do the ascension spiritually, psychologically, emotionally, so that we can come together and prosper and, you know, be in abundance.
Yes.
As a unit, as a great big continent with a couple of islands and stuff.
Well, you know, the left wing and the right wing,
right,
are both on the same bird.
Oh, damn, that was good.
I'd love to claim credit for that, but I saw it on a meme on Facebook.
God,
but
so
isn't
good.
That powerful?
That's going to show up on my Facebook today.
that was so, when I saw that, I think there was a Native American face attributed with it. But, you know, it just like, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's all about balance. And it's all about realizing that we're all human. We're all together. I really, and a lot of people ask me how I can be so calm. But I really believe that when the kerfuffle is over, we're going to be better.
Right.
I think everybody is looking for that betterness, and we're going to be a better species of humans.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
because we are doing things just like this show. People are gathering. You know, you and I didn't meet by coincidence.
Nope, was not an accident.
Even though we haven't met physically yet, our spirits know each other very well.
Oh, my God. And, oh, my God. Yes.
I've got to work out that book and figure out where you were in my last life or whatever, whichever life it was. But we all want something better. And
right.
I think we're at that point where we're realizing that what we've done in the past didn't work to give us what we want now. So it's time to change how we go about creating our new reality.
Yeah.
I hear people talk about a new normal. I don't want normal in the first place. So I certainly don't want a new normal. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, depends on how you look at normal. What's normal for some is not normal for others.
It's not normal for me.
And if everybody has their own normal, now that's kind of cool. But, you know, we've got Jillian normal, you know. But and that's basically
tapping her nails.
My client. Uh-huh. Yes.
I said Jillian over there tapping her nails.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And me with no nails.
But that's what I teach my clients to, how to make their own normal. What do you want exactly? What do you want your normal to be like? And remember that your normal is, it's yours. This is yours to be created the way you want to live it.
Yes.
So there's that.
We are pretty much out of time.
Aww.
So I hate it. I hate it on the phone when I have to hang up with you. I don't know. It's just like old home week with you and me. But I want to tell everybody that you'll be here the second Monday of November. Not November.
That's a long time from now, but it'll be beautiful.
It will. You'll be here the second Monday of every month, including February and November. But
right.
I would like for you to tell our listeners where they can find you online.
Oh, absolutely, because it's all about online right now. No offense or anything. We'll meet face-to-face later.
Yes.
But I do classes, workshops, and I'm an intention coach. So find me at JillianHarrisWorldwide.com. Trick is Jillian is spelled with a G, like a soft G, like geometry, gymnastics. So Jillian Harris, like Kamala, worldwide.com.
Mm-hmm. And I like the way you did that.
Thank you. I get to do that for 4 years now. Hope everything goes okay with that administration, because that's what I want to do.
Yeah. It's also like Jillian Anderson from The X-Files.
Ah, yes. Jillian, yes. So long as folks know that it's a G Jillian instead of a J, because there are a lot of J Jillians out there now. Yeah, but yeah, that's how you find me, and that's a great place to start. Everywhere there's opportunities for free strategy sessions with me, so we can see what possibly I could do for you.
Awesome. And I know you and I will talk again before February.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah. And I have to press my little button and hit our exit, and I will be in touch with you as soon as possible. And I want to remind everybody who's listening, if you want to talk with us before the next show, which will be next Monday, you can email ManifestMondays. Oh, I've forgotten the email address. Oh, I can't believe that. It's let me look it up real quick, because I don't want to give the wrong address.
No problem.
It is ManifestMondayShow@gmail.com.
Manifest Mondays with an S on Mondays?
It's
Manifest
Monday Show.
Got it. One S.
Marybrotherton@gmail.com.
Copy that.
All right. And with that, I will say goodbye, my friend.
Bye. Everybody,
well, Jillian, thank you so much.
Oh, I'm hitting the button too fast. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I was just saying, have a magnificent Monday.
Thank you, darling. And thanks for that, the stone, leopardite. Is that it?
Lepidolite. Yeah.
That's really something I think everybody should go look into. Because lepidolite sounds like a wonderful stone to have in my world. I probably do and didn't know it.
Yeah. You might probably do.
Yeah. All right. Bye-bye.
Well, Jillian, thank you so much. I learned a lot on today's show, and I appreciate you coming. I appreciate your support and your sponsorship. You're just a delightful human being, and I'm so glad that I found you. I guess I may have manifested you. But it makes perfect sense. I was looking for another soul sister. Anyway, I look forward to seeing you again next month, and we'll have some great stuff to share with our listeners. And next week, we're going to talk about what to manifest. So join us and tune in every Monday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, and especially on the second Monday of the month when Reverend Jillian will be back. So long, everybody.